into
promising,
saying over and over again that I would disobey the president of the United States if I felt he was doing something wrong.
And that's where Sally Yates committed the greatest crime of all.
She did that liberal crime of remembering the past.
Remembering the past, because I cannot emphasize this enough. These Muppets don't remember the shit they said yesterday. They are like, there's a thing called an epaulette shark, and there's a few other creatures like this that are they're fish that can skip from pond to pond, can scuttle across the land for a few hours or a few minutes, but they always find another puddle. Republicans need to move from lie to lie to lie to lie to survive. They cannot survive out in the open for more than a few hours without a fresh lie to keep them hydrated and moving forward. And that means and the inverse of that is they cannot afford to look back. They cannot afford to look at the shit they said yesterday and compare it to the shit they said today and say, wait a minute, I said the exact opposite of this like 2 years ago, didn't I? Because that would require self-reflection, which is illegal in the Republican Party, and require a degree of honesty, which has been outlawed in the Republican Party. So Sally Yates just sat there and broke what we call the iron rule of David Brooks. Which is, you are not allowed to talk about the shit I said yesterday.
Right.
And that's true among Republicans don't talk about the shit they said yesterday among themselves. They circle jerk each other about today's lie. They never say, remember, you know, Bob, a month ago, didn't I say the exact opposite of this shit? Didn't Sean say that? They never do that, because then the fantasy falls apart. Then the opium den is cracked wide open. Then the whorehouse is raided. So they never do that shit. But she had the gall to tell them, remember 2 years ago when I was sitting in this exact seat and your boss and a whole bunch of other clowns like you up there asked me this exact question. Will you tell the president no if he gives you what you believe is an illegal order, an unconstitutional order, or just one you think is stupid? And you made me say yes. And I said yes because I truly believe that is my job. Well, I just did my job. Now, why the fuck are you surprised that I did exactly what I promised you would do, because you wouldn't confirm me if I didn't? And all they could do was sit there and look like Ted Cruz, like a truck had hit them, because you're not supposed to bring up the past. It's not fair. And believe me, I have been told in person by conservatives, I know that it's just not fair to do that. That you violated the rule about telling me shit I said yesterday, because in the circle jerk of conservatism, you never do that. And so but that was one of the things we wanted to mention, because that just happened this week. That happened this week.